I've got a very special guest in the studio this morning, Alex Hargreaves, fiddle player extraordinaire from up the valley in the Corvallis area. We will be talking to him in just a second. But first, I'd like you to hear a little of his music from his debut CD. This is a track from Prelude on Fresh Tracks. KLCC Eugene 89.7, KLCO in Newport 90.5, KLFR in Reedsport 89.1, and 3 at 88.1, KMPQ Roseburg, KLFO Florence, and KLBR Bend. Here's Alex Hargreaves. It's a piece called Lost in Lunel from a brand new CD called Prelude by a violinist fiddler. Which one is it?
Either one.
Alex Hargreaves. Alex Hargreaves, just 17 years old. In the last few years, he's been celebrated as one of the brightest new stars in the progressive acoustic music world. He is the three-time winner of the Oregon Old Time Fiddlers Contest 2005 through 7. In 2007, he was awarded a Bell Foundation Cultural Development Grant. Same year, he won an Alternative Styles Award from the American String Teachers Association, and he became the youngest player ever to win the Grand Championship Division at the National Old Time Fiddlers Association Contest in Weezer, Idaho. Just last year, Alex also won the Grand Master Fiddlers Championship in Nashville, Tennessee, and was invited to perform on the Grand Old Opry. He's toured with guitarist Mike Marshall and his group, The Big Trio, and also with Jerry Douglas, among others. At the end of 2009, he released his debut CD. It's called Prelude. We just heard a piece from it. Alex, welcome back to KLCC, and you know, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah. First of all, I guess I'd like to get a little background for people so they get a sense of knowing you a little bit better, and then we'll talk about the new recording.
Sure.
When's the first time you can remember having a violin in your hands?
Well, I got my first violin when I was 3, and for a few months I just kind of fooled around on it. I wasn't taking any lessons. I just, you know, scratched along with recordings and make up my own, you know, interesting atonal compositions.
Sure.
On the spot. And then a few months later, I started taking Suzuki lessons from a local teacher. This was in Chico, California. And around the same time, I started learning basic fiddle tunes from another fiddler. So I kind of started playing, beginning classical music and hearing fiddle music at the same time.
The Suzuki method is at least partly about playing by ear rather than learning the kind of academics of music. Is that correct?
Yeah, they really emphasize the ear training part of it, which I think is really important for when you're first starting off. So that was really great.
It seems to me, too, that that's the same tradition that goes on in old-time music as
yeah,
well, isn't
yeah,
it? Folk music.
Very similar, yeah.
All right. What point along the process did you say, hey, this actually has more going on than just, you know, just playing around with it? Do you remember?
I guess a really big moment for me was, I think I was 10 or 11, and I was at the Wintergrass Bluegrass Festival up in Tacoma, Washington. Now it's in Bellevue, but back then it was in Tacoma. And I got to meet David Grisman, who's, uh-huh. you know, a big hero of mine. And he heard me play, and he invited me to come to this bluegrass camp in the summer called Bluegrass of the Beach. And he invited me to be part of this band he was putting together with called Pupville, with his son Sam Grisman on bass and some other young bluegrass musicians. And I think that was probably one of the first times where I really thought, oh, this is something I want to do for the rest of my life. This is really cool.
Okay, so that puts David Grisman in your camp. Who are the other people that have been important to you as influences, or as influences on life along the way that have helped you get where you are today?
There have been so many. Tashina and Tristan Claridge are two really great fiddlers who live in Boston now. Tristan plays in that band Crooked Still. Sure. And I met them around the same time I met David, actually. So they were kind of the other main influence around that time. And they were teachers of mine, and they also they brought me to some fiddle camps during the summer, like Mark O'Connor's fiddle camp, which was a huge influence for me. I went there in the summer of 2004. My mind was just, you know, blown.
You know, at that point, it's like listening to a jazz player listening to Bird, you know, at that point you go, after hearing Mark, you just go, well, what am I doing with this thing, right? I mean, at some point, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, Mark's always been a huge influence on me, right. And also his camp is so amazing because it's so eclectic. There are so many amazing teachers there from all different kinds of styles, and when I went there, I got to meet Daryl Anger for the first time, and uh-huh. Matt Glazer, a great jazz violinist from Berkeley, and Christian Howes, all these different players and students that, you know, we're all hanging out together.
How about your family now? They've been, I know your mom's been with you through this whole process.
Yeah, my parents have been huge supporters of my music, and I'm really lucky. I'm grateful for that. My mom, she started playing the same time I did. That's part of the kind of
really?
The Suzuki tradition is cool. Often the parent will learn with the students. So
I know she's in the next room here. Is she any good?
Oh, she's great. In fact, she now has around 30 students of her own. She's teaching
wow.
Suzuki violin.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Cool. And while we're talking about your family, we had you and your sister Tatiana in the next room doing some music a few months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
With Bruce Molsky.
Mm-hmm.
How's Tatiana doing, and what is she doing these days?
Oh, she's doing great. She has a CD out of her own.
I know that, right? Before you did, in fact.
That's right. Yeah, she beat me to it. well, she's a freshman in high school right now, so mm-hmm. she's doing a lot of school and playing a lot of classical music in the orchestra there. But she's, playing a lot of Appalachian old time music is kind of her passion.
Yeah.
And so she's singing and playing fiddle and banjo and listening to a lot of, you know, old-time recordings and kind of just really immersing herself in the tradition.
Yeah, I'm sure both of you have busy summers coming up, is that right?
It's starting to look like it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Alex Hargreaves. He's just released a brand new CD called Prelude. He lives and plays, I assume, even though you're a serious musician now, in the Corvallis in the Mid-Valley in the state of Oregon. Alex, let's listen to another track from the recording, and I've chosen this one. You chose the last one. By the way, Lost in Lunel.
Yeah.
Where'd that tune come from?
Well, the title comes from an experience I had in Lunel, France, which is a small town in southern France. I was playing there with a bunch of young musicians for this mandolin festival, and me and a friend of mine, Jake Joloff, who's an amazing mandolin player. We got lost in the streets of Lunel, and no one was speaking English. We couldn't find our way back to the diner where everyone else was. So that's where the name came from.
That didn't seem like it was ever kind of a worry thing, in the, at least according to the, you know, listening to the tune. It's kind of a light, nice tune. So
yeah,
you were never worried about.
We never
not
worried.
Getting back,
we were just kind of wandering around trying to find our way back. So
what a great moment! Yeah. All right, well, let's listen to another track from the recording. This is Alex Hargreaves' song Shasta, and let's talk about this one before you go in. So where did this one come from?
This one I wrote 3 years ago, actually, so it's, I think, the oldest tune of mine on the album. But it kind of, over time, evolved and went through some different forms. And finally, with the help of Mike Marshall and the other people on the album, we kind of worked up an arrangement for it. And it was kind of inspired by this camp in Mount Shasta, California, that Sheena and Tristan Claridge run.
All right. So, who are the players here?
This is with Mike Marshall on mandolin, Bela Fleck on banjo, Grant Gordy on guitar, and Paul Cowart on bass.
Shasta by Alex Hargreaves. Almost feels like it's snowing, Alex, at the end on top there. That's beautiful, man. Shasta.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Alex just released his new CD called Prelude. Alex, you told me that you actually recorded this about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So you were, what, 15 at the time?
I was 16.
16
so,
at
yeah,
the time
yeah.
you did this. How did it come? How did the recording session come about? How did the deal get struck, as it were, to do this recording?
Well, I was already working with Mike Marshall and Paul Cowart in the Big Trio, which is a trio that Mike put together.
Right.
And so I was getting to know Mike a lot better, and I guess just the idea came up of him producing an album for me, and him and Richard Zirinsky, who runs Adventure Music, they talked about it, and they were really into the idea, so... It just kind of all happened really naturally.
Mm-hmm. Over a period of time, or did it pretty much get nailed down in a hurry?
I feel like it was in a pretty short amount of time, and actually my album was recorded just 2 weeks after the Big Trio album was recorded.
Ah.
And in the same studio, so it was kind of the same period.
And the studio is in?
In Berkeley, California.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And it's pretty much Mike's home territory there, isn't it? He's been a Bay Area guy for a long time.
For a long time. He lives in Oakland now.
So, right. Yeah. How about the tunes here? I noticed looking through the song titles that you've got a little bit of everything here.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard two originals from the CD, but there are also, there's a standard here. What is a standard? There'll Never Be Another You, right?
Yeah.
You've got a jazz tune, a West tune, West Montgomery tune called Road Song.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a Stevie Wonder, played the Stevie Wonder tune last week.
Okay.
Where did you come up with Summer Soft? Why that tune?
I guess, that's off the album Songs in the Key of Life,
yeah.
which is, you know,
yeah.
just such an
it's
amazing
a huge record, yeah.
piece of art. Yeah. I guess that song always stood out to me just because of the harmony, first of all. It's such a really, you know, great chord progression and melody. And I felt like it was a tune of Stevie's that I didn't hear around as much. It wasn't one of his more popular songs, it seemed like, from my experience. So I thought, oh, this would be an interesting one to play. I feel like it could maybe lend itself well to acoustic instrumentation. And so I figured out the chords. And we didn't do a lot of arranging on that tune. We just kind of, I chose that for the last tune on the album because I feel like it kind of has the vibe like we're just sitting around, you know, jamming after, mm-hmm. A long day. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tune I've often thought about, too, as an instrumental, too.
Okay.
As well. And I think it has to do with what you're talking about in terms of the melody line. For
yeah,
sure.
yeah.
I'm speaking with Alex Hargreaves. He's just released a brand new CD called Prelude. We've listened to a couple of things from it. Alex, this recording now is a year and a half old.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you thinking about another one now already? And what would you do differently, do you think?
Gosh, I'd tell you the truth. I haven't really thought about what my next recording project is going to be. I'm going off to music school in the fall. And right now I'm kind of just taking one thing at a time. I'm enjoying just playing a lot of live music. But so I'm not necessarily sure what I do for my mm-hmm. next album, but probably something pretty different, maybe with different instrumentation, maybe more jazz-oriented kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
yeah.
You mentioned you're going off to school this fall. Where are you going?
Well, I've applied to Manhattan School of Music, Berklee School of Music, and the New England Conservatory, and I haven't made up my mind yet. I'll see what happens.
All right. So, but between now and September, you're going to have to come up with a decision.
Yep. Right? I'll have to figure that out soon.
What's the difference between those schools? I mean, what you know about them?
Well,
why would you consider one over the other?
I guess NEC and Berklee are very appealing. First of all, because they're both in Boston, and right now, the acoustic scene in Boston is really, really happening, and I have a lot of friends there, and I'm really excited to be a part of that scene.
Yeah.
And I think I'd rather live there at first before New York. So with that said, I think those two schools are really appealing to me.
Yeah.
And Berklee just has a great facility, a lot of resources, a lot of great teachers. Mm. Same with NEC.
You're off to Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah.
At the end of this week, is that right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And tell me about that. I know you're going to team up with a woman named Sarah Jaros.
That's right.
Who we played earlier today, the great young mandolin player. So how did you manage to get connected with Sarah?
Well, I first met Sarah at the Mandolin Symposium, which is a camp that David Grisman runs with Mike Marshall. Right. And she was kind of – I was hanging out with her and, you know, a handful of other young musicians, and we all just really hit it off and – had a lot in common. And over the years, I've been playing a lot with her. And since her album has come out, you know, she's been playing a lot of gigs. And I've had a great time playing her music.
Right. Have you been touring with her?
We haven't done, like, really any touring, but we have a lot of gigs scattered throughout, you know, the years. She's at NEC right now, actually.
Oh, okay.
So she can't afford to take time off of school that much.
But maybe you guys will meet. Well, you're going to meet up in Savannah.
Yeah.
And Mike Marshall will be there.
Yeah, I'm also playing there with the big trio with Mike and Paul.
Okay. So. Alex, thanks a lot for coming by this morning, and congratulations on Prelude. It's really a beautiful disc.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot for having me here.
Okay. We'll hear more from you in the future, I'm quite sure. Thanks a lot. Alex Hargreaves.